The Chinese coastal city of Macau is the undisputed casino world champion. It's been taking in 7 times more gambling revenues than Las Vegas. But in June, something changed. Macau's take began plummeting. Insiders say China's anti-corruption crackdown is scaring off high rollers. Corrupt officials apparently are not so sure they want to be seen with so much money, NPR's Frank Langfitt reports.
The premier casinos here are huge and the stakes high. The main floor at the Galaxy Macau covers at least 2 football fields. Betting at the Baccarat tables that I saw started at $130. But Hoffman Ma says revenue from high rollers is way down since early summer.
June, July, August, the VIP segment was suffering roughly about 20% decline per month.
Ma is deputy CEO of Pont 16 Resort Macau, home to one of the city's 35 casinos. He says high rollers are spending less here to avoid attention amid the government's fierce anti-corruption campaign. Beijing's also trying to control the illegal flow of money from mainland China to this former Portuguese colony.
Any form of moving a large amount of money out of China would be a lot more difficult because of what's happening with the anti-corruption thing.
From Beijing's point of view, why do you think that they've wanted to tighten these things?
Well, obviously they don't want the corrupted officials to be able to move their money out.
Macau's the only place in China where gambling is legal. It's also a giant pipeline for moving money out of the mainland and beating the government's strict currency controls. China only allows people to carry the local equivalent of about $3,300 overseas per day. But you can move a ton more using Macau's countless pawn shops. Ben Lee is managing partner at iGamix, a gaming management and consulting company. He explains how the racket works.
The pretext they have is that the clients buy a watch, they put it through as a watch sale, and then the client sells it back to the retailer.
The salesperson gives the customer cash back, minus a commission.
The watch does not even get moved out from under the counter. It does not touch the customer's hand.
Sounds easy. So I asked my translator, Ava, who speaks the local dialect, Cantonese, to check it out.
I'm in the bottom of one of the casinos and trying to avoid a herd of hookers. And Ava's now in a store trying to see how this money transfer system works. She's looking at some jade and some watches.
10 minutes later, we caught up outside the casino.
So what did you see in the shop?
I find a diamond ring cost 1 million something Hong Kong dollars. And then the shopkeeper said I can have money cash back refund whenever I want for 90%.
Really, no questions asked?
No question.
All Ava had to do was swap her UnionPay debit card, which is backed by state-run banks in mainland China. In return, the shopkeeper would give her the equivalent of $116,000 cash. Because of Macau's special status, it doesn't face mainland currency controls, so Ava could then move the money to another country. To slow the illegal flow of money, China cut the amount people can spend each day using UnionPay. Ava asked the shopkeeper about the new limits. She wasn't impressed.
The shopkeeper said, oh, the government says so, but the reality is not. You can still spend whatever you want, how much you want.
Macau officials have said the city racked up more than $22 billion in UnionPay transactions last year, according to Reuters. The population of Macau is just over 600,000 people. Most of the UnionPay transactions came at stores in and around casinos. Shanghai-based UnionPay declined NPR's request to discuss the illegal use of its cards. Money pouring offshore has been a big problem for China's government. A 2008 government study found at least 16,000 Communist Party officials, businessmen, and CEOs disappeared overseas with more than $130 billion.
I've had businessmen tell me, look, Ben, I want to get my money out because I don't feel safe.
Ben Lee of iGamix is describing how some wealthy Chinese feel today, given the murky origins of some fortunes and the current climate. Lee explains their logic.
I may be clean now. However, at some point in my earlier life, I may have dealt with a government official. Now, if that official was to be caught up in the anti-corruption campaign, I could be caught up, even though I no longer have any relationship with him. So there's a lot of fear in China right now.
Does that mean Chinese high rollers have sworn off casinos? Tony Tong doesn't think so. He's an independent consultant who works with casinos and VIP gambling junkets. Tong says many VIPs are just going elsewhere.
I think other casinos in the surrounding countries have benefited from Macau's decline.
Including those in Sydney and Singapore, where Chinese high rollers hope to operate with less scrutiny from their own government. Frank Langfitt, NPR News.